Hi, Channeled Wisdom members. Karen Crisco here, tuning in with my spirit guide, Grace, for your June 2020 channeled message. So I'm just going to connect with Grace for you. So Grace comes in and she shows the energy of her being in front of every one of you and cupping under your chin and bringing your chin up as if you're looking up into the sky. And she says, wounded ones. And when she says this, she goes into cradling your face almost like a little child, like a wounded child. She says, I know not every single one of you is wounded. She says, but I bring this up because transition period. She says, there will be many people feeling throughout this month that energy of a wounded child, almost like you're having to rebuild and rebirth your life in a new way. Transitions and changes are never easy, but what can be even harder on one is not letting go of the past, letting go items and energies that no longer serve you. And this is why, she says, this is why I cradle you and your face to chin up to the light, that there will always be light, even though it feels like in the darkest moments that you will never see light. But I also come in to inform you that there may be many different emotions and feelings at the beginning of this month of feeling in that wounded child position. She says a lot of stuff will come up and feelings and emotions regarding love and relationships and careers and life in general. And I ask of you all to just sit with it, allow it to have its time and space to evolve this energy, let it flow. She says, because as you move forward in throughout the month and towards the end of the month, there will be a piece of you of motivation. She says, even for some, just slight more motivation than before to understand how important it is to really come back into the essence of who you are and truly love yourself and fill and fuel yourself with that personal love and care. She says, when you give yourself that beautiful care package, it's a gift that you can share with others then. And because the beginning of the month will feel a bit on edge and a bit of discomfort, she says, be open to the later half of it, filling that fuel back up within yourself. So be patient and be kind. Allow yourself to feel, allow the energy to just be, and be grateful that it is presenting itself so you can take and harness what you are being taught throughout yourself, to allow yourself to see it eye to eye, to give it a place to settle so you have a place to grow. Much love, light, and blessings to all of you. Please remember, over the next while, there will be transitions in the world that will feel uncomfortable and be in a change of routine. She says, your human race is really all in this together, and stick together and support one another. Love and light, and I appreciate your connection. I appreciate you being consistent and diligent on showing up. So, So thank you, Grace, for that. As she bows out and gives the hands together, namaste sign, peace, love, and light. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope to see all of you out or connect to my Facebook and Instagram live on meditation of realigning the chakra system, and that will be done on Tuesday, June 9th at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time on my Instagram channel as well as my Facebook. It'll be a fun little quick realignment. So I hope to see you all out and tuning in. Take care.